Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
Well, I'm Paige, and our headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, let's talk about Hulk Hogan. His ex-wife thinks he was left out of the Emmys in memoriam for political reasons. And she slammed the Television Academy for leaving
Linda?
Him out. Yeah, this is Linda.
Okay. Well, he's got two ex-wives.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And a widow.
She thinks it was intentional because of his support for President Trump.
Wow.
Well, I mean...
I thought he was real tight with his second wife. I don't know why they split up. That was kind
of
surprising.
No, I didn't. Yeah, same. I thought they were the one that kind of almost looked just like Brooke.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't know they were.
That didn't work out?
I did. I thought this third one was the same one all along. I don't really keep up with.
Old Sky.
When was that? Last night?
Well, I don't know exactly when it was.
Well, it would have been recently, I guess. Yeah.
Sunday, I think.
Yeah. So she says that I can't prove that. It's just a guess, but they should have named him and WWF at the top of the hour when he came out to wrestle. And he had the highest ratings on NBC, beating all other competition for that time slot for years, she says.
Well, I know they got kids together, grown kids, and they were married for a long time. But knowing the fact that he was married twice again after you, wouldn't you kind of feel out of pocket kind of commenting on Hulk and, like, you know, any kind of current situation? Just feels like, you know, you kind of take a back seat to the at least the current wife, right? I mean, his current wife, widow, Sky's not even saying much about anything, really.
Yeah.
But Linda's out.
So,
there.
First off, I did not know this, that freaking the lovely, freaking stunning Lainey Wilson performed Go Rest High on That Mountain with Vince Gill.
Oh, that's a tough one to hear.
That is, dude, amen. That is a very, very tough song to hear.
I saw Sydney Sweeney.
If I got to watch her singing it, it'd be all the better.
Did you see Sydney Sweeney?
No. Oh. I didn't see this. I'm reading about it because I was looking to see did anyone else get screwed or whatever you want to call it, left out or whatever. And I just learned that someone died that I didn't know. So it says they sang the song when they showed, you know, the things going on of who passed. Twin Peaks creator David Lynch, I knew that.
Yep. Yeah.
Cosby, Malcolm Jamal Warner, knew that.
Yep.
John Amos from Good Times,
yep.
I knew he passed. Downton Abbey's Maggie Smith.
Yeah, she definitely put her in.
Gossip Girl's Michelle Trachtenberg, I didn't know she died.
I knew she passed away. She was sick before she died, too.
Richard Chamberlain, Lonnie Anderson, and I did not... Dude was just talking about the show Alice the other day. Linda Lavin died.
Yeah, I remember because you said she didn't.
I didn't think she died. How do they
should I can't trust you now on the who's alive or not.
Well, let's. We should have a direct line to Rico, the Grim Rico.
We do. I just can't bug him at work.
She died in December while we were on vacation, so I didn't watch the news any.
Well, Gene Hackman, Val Kilmer, and Tony Todd were also left out. So.
Yo, well, it's okay. Oh, you're going to leave out freaking Candyman?
Gene Hackman.
Well, and Candyman.
Tony Todd's excuse me, last scene, because that latest Final Destination wasn't that bad. But his scene in it, man, it was tough to watch.
Because it was AI or whatever?
No, it was him, but it was his last one. So when you know that's his last scene, when you go in to watch it, that he ever did.
Oh, because it was about death.
Yeah, and he was sick. Everybody knew it.
Hmm. Yeah, I you know what?
But Hogan wasn't an actor. I mean, he really wasn't.
Oh, I mean,
with Thunder in Paradise, how long ago was that?
Dude.
Santa with muscles.
Are you kidding me? What was the one?
Suburban Damn Commando.
It. No, the one where he's, not the nanny. That was Fran Drescher. He played some kind of nanny movie where he was like the...
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny. Mr. Here nanny. We go.
Nailed it.
It's not the nanny. It's
Mr. Nanny. Boy nanny.
Yeah. Senior nanny.
I think Thunder in Paradise is when he pitched about being
the
third
nanny.
Page
been over. I saw your nanny.
God.
Senior nanny.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to show my nannies.
Hogan knows best.
Too cold.
Never won any major awards. Thunder in Paradise. Okay, this is just them.
That's when he pitched being the third man, Thunder in Paradise.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Tony Todd's not in the WWE Hall of Fame twice.
No. Nope.
So it all works out.
Okay. Well, do you ever burn things a lot? If you do, there's an EMT that has some advice for you. A former EMT is going viral after telling people not to throw burnt food directly in the trash. Let it cool down first because it can start a fire, even 10 to 20 minutes.
So melt through the trash bag and get in your can.
Yeah.
And also your trash can.
I didn't know it'd start a fire, though.
She was telling a story about a woman who meant to put a microwave brownie in the microwave for 20 seconds, but she did it for 2 minutes, and then she tossed it in the trash, and it the trash can ignited into flames, so it can be dangerous.
Damn.
Be careful.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they didn't honor Pee-wee.
Pee-wee.
Did he die that calendar year, though?
From Porky's?
Herman.
Herman.
Oh.
Was it last year?
Nah, he was 2023, I think he passed away.
Yeah, gosh. That's a while ago.
Well, you kiss my ass.
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
Rest in peace.
Kiss your ass.
Man, that's wild. That's wild. Yeah, I would not...
Well, you know, the other controversy was they were saying they didn't acknowledge the Charlie Kirk shooting at all. I don't know why that's surprising to people, seeing what event that was, but that kind of got some backlash, too, that nobody said anything publicly during the show. I think Jamie Lee Curtis talked about it on the red carpet beforehand.
Maybe they just didn't want to get political or anything like that.
I don't know why it's political.
I agree. It's not a... It is a tragedy.
Like, did... Well...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I don't want it to be... I want it to be a day of, you know...
Well, they're saying even Bargatze wasn't a good host. I didn't watch it, but it's hard to see him not being a good host. Like, that's kind of his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know, clean humor, big crowds. But you tell they're trying to find the next host of things.
Yeah, but he's really, like... You know, I hate to always look for this, but like he's got conservatively minded, I think, based on his comedy. So so you got to wonder, like, does he have?
Maybe I'm stereotyping him because he's Southern. I assume he'd think that way, but like,
it's another like lesson. Like, you don't have to dislike people because they have a difference of opinion.
Now people get on to you if you don't have an opinion. Like, they want you either way. Like, look, pick a side, buddy.
Yeah.
Pick a side and deal with it. That's what sucks.
Because you don't talk about it doesn't mean that you have either sides to...
For example, we had an email the other day saying that we talked about it too much, that we were supposed to do funny things only.
Uh-huh.
Then we got emails saying that we haven't talked enough about it.
Right.
I mean, that's life. I thought
we did it's like straight hour and a half of like, you know, good conversation.
Off the cuff, yeah. I mean, you know,
do you think they'll ever scrub some stuff from the internet? Like, I know some people will keep it and repost it, but some stuff should get scrubbed,
they
right?
They should.
Talking about the videos?
Yeah,
I don't know how. I don't know. Now, they've done that with stuff, you know, like the Fruit of the Loom thing. Damn it. The cornucopia was on there. I saw it.
You're not imagining
Berenstain Bears, you saw it. But yeah, nobody wants to go contrarian and say, yo, remember it, because you're crazy then.
Do you remember the brown streak that used to be in there? I remember that being like a character, too, like when I was a kid.
The brown streak?
Yeah, and the Fruit of the Looms.
That's funny.
Oh, no. I remember the brown hornet, but that was Bill Cosby.
Oh,
oh, you're making a Dookie joke. God bless.
It's like you didn't have it as a kid?
Golly.
Oh, Lord.
The cornucopia was it there with the brown
Mine
streak?
Mine looked like the DeLorean just drove by. It had two flaming streaks going down.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today is National GED Day, and so we salute the Americans who did the bare minimum but achieved the maximum. From Katy Perry to Wendy's founder Dave Thomas, these graduation equivalency degree recipients have risen to greatness. But one man's meteoric rise to the Rise Guys stands out amongst them all to prove that if you quit high school, all your dreams can still come true. So today, we honor our very own dropout in dad sneakers who probably thinks GED stands for get her done, Fat Boy.
Look at that.
Yo, that is not a joke.
That's an accomplishment.
That is, it's really.
Yeah, boys, we are out here.
Move over National Pecan Pie Day. It's National GED Day.
That's right. Celebrate if you're 80 years old getting one, or you know you're 18, freshly quit.
Never too late.
I'm glad they. What does it stand for? General education degree, diploma.
Yep.
I'm glad they leave education in there. I would not go around saying I had a GED. I just would not.
Well, couldn't do it. No, especially when you know your mother would have got you.
No, I know. She would make me go back to school.
You're not kidding.
You're not getting one of them.
I don't care if you got to go back next year.
You're gonna get a dip. Loma.
I was going to go back the next year and graduate a year later, but I wasn't going to be able to play any sports because I would have been 18 at that point already, too old.
You're not going to be a...
Like, damn.
They don't redshirt you?
No.
You know what?
Stupid-ass high school.
Why do they call them redshirts still? I think that's still got a little bit of tone on it, if you know what I'm saying. I don't like that.
Yep. Can we change it? Because you got your blue medical shirts, whatever the hell.
Oh, well, if they're wearing orange, it means they're there to help direct traffic, or you're at Home Depot. Or a Clemson game. Dare I say. That's everybody, from all the tears.
Everybody's got an apron.
Everybody crying in this state after them games this week.
I'm sorry.
Oh, they both drop out, man.
I know.
Don't that suck?
I would rather it be both. They got to be both comparable. So if they both suck, that's good. If they both are winning, that's also good. But if one's way better than the other one, it makes that game in November mean jack S.
It's already at 12 o'clock.
Squidly.
And I'm feeling you Tennessee fans, too. You had Georgia. You had them.
Messy. Just to make you feel good, though, Fat Boy.
Ooh, ooh.
Other people who have GEDs.
Jim Carrey. Yeah, let's do the list. Hey, look, he wrote himself a check for $1 million in cash.
He also talks with his butt. So,
yep.
Hillary Swank.
Look, she's an Oscar winner.
Eminem.
Really?
Yeah.
All because of his bully, because D'Angelo Bailey.
Jay-Z has a GED.
Well, I can see that.
And a player hating degree, I understand.
I'm surprised he went back and got his GED. He already had drug money.
I'll do an impression, see if it still is good. I got a GED.
He was hooked up with Biggie back then, Jay-Z. He'd shout him out in all the songs.
Oh, yeah. Chris Rock.
So does that mean GED. You went? How far did you go in high school before you dropped out?
Halfway through the senior year when I was told I wasn't going to have enough credits to graduate.
Oh, man.
And the principal said, you might as well should quit now.
What a
He ended up selling land to people that didn't belong to him. So
what
that's
a
weird
jerk.
How that works out.
My God.
Yep. Well, you know, I don't hold a grudge. It is what it is.
But look at this. I did not know this. This is, I promise you, I did not know this. Also, let me add it one more. Friggin' Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. got a GED.
Oh, yeah. So many drugs in his past.
Well, yeah, he was kind of a wild one.
But there's... I'm a real wild one.
Ah, yeah, boys. Yes.
Wild one. Wild
he
one.
Was.
Yeah.
That's your I'm song, a real, Fat Boy.
No, I've got Tourette's. It's a form of it, I think. I hear certain little things, and I just completely stop talking and start, you know, okay. Going into things like that.
Iggy reference. I'm
like
sorry.
If you said, you know, like, if you were like, this was the 80s, and you were in
some wings,
West Germany, and your child was in, what was the other side, North? North Germany? East Germany?
East and West, right?
That's it.
Hey.
And if you said, I want my baby back, I would start going, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. That's just how I am.
Do you sing it like Fat Bastard, though?
Chill ass, baby back. You sound like freaking Wade Barrett.
I'm afraid I got some big nuts.
I got some bad news.
Or whatever he said.
Yeah, his hair is turning orange the way Mark Cuban's is now.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know. I think it's where you dye it so much that it starts to turn blonde, but it's orange. Like Mark Cuban, especially.
Yeah. He's an interesting cat, that Cuban. Probably going to run for president one day. Very interesting.
So you've often said, man, this guy I really like. I would love to, you know, you like him and his fan of his work and stuff.
Who is it?
And you're like, what? I don't know if I even saw him out because he's known to venture around these parts. What would I even say to him? You know what you would say to him? You'd say, Mark Wahlberg, I also have a GED.
Oh, Wahlberg's got a
GED? Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, I don't like his kids going to college trying to upstage him now.
I know. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
He's like, God, so if you have a GED and my kids are going to college. You know,
oh, that's cool though. He's got a GED. If I meet him next time he's in town, I'm going to bring that up.
I bet he's here now.
I got a couple of friends that met him. Said he's a nice
I'm
guy.
I'm sure he'll be proud.
You know, I know somebody that actually met him at the gym and said that. And you know who it was? And
I know our buddy Rick Irwin's good buddies with him.
They said he was one of those guys where it's like so humble, and I'm like. Yeah, but he's an actor. Like, so you don't know that he's really humble. He could just be a character.
He could be acting.
I could never be in a page. Will never
Eddie
work.
Adams.
Oh, my God.
That's Danny Wallace.
Breaking news.
Oh, no.
God bless. Aww. Robert Redford dies at 89.
That's so sad.
Wow.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Wowee. What did I just tell Fat Boy? Oh, my God. I mean, that I'm not over, you know. It's not impactful to me. I mean, he's an awesome director and all that
good.
Stuff. But, yeah. Like, I told Fatboy, it's like, man, think about all the people who have died and some of them that have died, like, while we're on the air and you just had to report it. And then that.
A love story.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't think he's acted since Spy Game, right? I think it's the last thing I've seen him in. Another breaking news, Cash Patel's got a lazy eye, evidently.
I don't know that it's lazy. I think it's just not. It's like your tires need to be balanced. Like, one tire's a little wonky.
If I knew he had a lazy eye, I wouldn't have hired him, to be honest with you.
Like, it would, you know, I mean.
I was looking at the wrong one.
It looks like, you know how, like, you can't control one eye. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you move them, they kind of move in pairs, you know? I think they're designed that way. But his is like, the one eye is looking at you, the other one's falling a gnat around the room.
I know, you think Trump's like, I'm going to go to the other side of the room and offer you a job real quick.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm over here and then I'm over here. Have you seen that? This ain't meant to piss people off, but whoever makes the J.D. Vance garbage pail kid pictures is hilarious. Because he looks like one a little bit.
I don't know. They maybe make Tops.
I don't know. I don't know if the trading card company would be
cool. Oh, no. They always did that. They would. They made Trump ones. Like, they made a lot of political ones over the years.
Oh, I thought about you this weekend because I found a guy who deals in history cards. I don't know who makes them, but, you know, they're
that's
like.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, he would have Tesla and like an excerpt from like a handwritten letter in a card. Ben Franklin, like people like that. He had Andrew Jackson. I was like, hang on now. That's a controversial card.
Wow.
One might could say he was very racist.
Did he have a John Calhoun 1-1?
Like, he's got all this stuff. Like, he had from Sitting Bull, it was an insert of an arrowhead. You know how they insert in the cards? This is the whole damn arrowhead on the card, and it's so bulky. Like, there's no way you could get it graded.
I need a 1,000-point top loader for this one, guys.
Everybody's related to Sitting Bull.
Wow.
If you claim any kind of native heritage.
I'd like to thank Pocahontas.
Yep. And look, she was...
she was hot.
She was statutorily raped, too, by John Smith.
Well, also, you know what? I'm glad you said statutory rape, because it reminded me of... Seriously, something that I saw yesterday after the show. That sounds weird. that was mentioned during the show, and I wanted to... you know, it's one of those things you don't physically write it down. You're like, yeah, if that ever comes up again, I'm gonna mention it. So we were talking about, it just came up off out of the blue. That song, Young Girl by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. It goes, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. You better run, girl. You better run, girl.
Yeah, that's creepy.
So on Wikipedia, it says it was written because the guy fell in love with a woman and she lied that she was older. See, if you're listening to the podcast, you don't get to hear this song playing in the background now.
She tricked him.
The song is Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Young Girl. So I just said it sounded creepy. And they said, well, no, it's kind of off based on a true story or whatever. And then you read the lyrics. Listen to this. All the charms of a woman. This is creepy. That's why I chose to sing it for you. You've kept this secret of your truth.
Wouldn't he know, though? She looks young, right?
You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love.
Oh, yeah.
And now it hurts to know the truth. Have you ever listened to the lyrics?
No.
Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. You better run, girl. Why? Because you're much too young, girl.
We know how this ends.
Watch this part, though. This is I'm not going to sing it. Beneath your perfume and makeup. This part right here is creepy. You're just a baby in disguise.
Hey, he didn't stop himself?
No. That come on look is in your eyes. He's blaming it on her.
It was kind of turning hot, to be honest with you.
I'll quit singing then. This song is
awful.
She's looking at Paige. She's disgusted.
I know.
What age gap are we talking
about? I've heard that. Well, see, and then you got the Union Gap as the name of the band.
Is she age of consent?
Yeah. So, like.
When are you 16, girl?
This is.
Call me back.
I've heard that song a zillion times. And until we started riffing on the lyrics the other day, I was like, I had no. Hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind.
Oh, he sounds like Tiny Tim a little bit, too. It's kind of creepy.
He sounds like a pedophile.
Did this actually happen?
Yeah, but listen to this part. I'm afraid we'll go too far. What?
Like, he knew what was going to happen.
Unbelievable, man. Like,
like it's already happened, and now he has regrets because he found out how old she really is.
And he tells her she better leave because she's a baby in disguise, and he can't control himself.
And he's not a pedophile.
The next song is going to be, "Young girl, you need a wheelchair."
Oh, Lord.
I don't know how you're going to walk after that.
Oh, my God.
It's
I'm just kidding.
It's one of those just crazy, crazy things. Next, we're going to break down Moni Moni, and we're going to tell you what it really means.
Or maybe it's cold outside. That was like, look, she's trying to leave.
That was, yeah. I mean, that one's one that
he's a predator.
People have centered on before, but like that one there, like it really like breaks it down. He's
That's
blaming
really
her
gross.
For putting on makeup and perfume and lying about her age. You better get home to your mama.
Yeah, you're a baby like, underneath.
See, men like that.
Where's he looking?
No, men. No, do not. I am so turned off by that.
That's
I'm
like it's her
you.
Fault because she wore a certain outfit. No, it's your fault
I
because you're a pervert.
I can't look at a girl under like 25 in that way anymore. All right, 20. All right, 21. Oh, yeah. I want her to drink with me.
Young girl, you got big hooter.
No, it's that's crazy. That's just creepy.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd allow that now to come out, but you know it's considered a classic. So.
It, but look, they won't allow that now, but they'll let her talk about her gushy gushy.
Oh, yeah, that's it. The radio edit to WAP is way worse
than
WAP.
It's way worse.
Ugh.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. When we come back,
nobody wants gushy.
Paige is going to quote "Me So Horny" by the Two Live Crew.
Sure.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This ain't the Pac version, by the way.
It's not the what version?
It's not the Tupac version.
Ah.
Yeah. Ugh. I get in trouble for that one.
Why?
Yeah, why are you playing so much hip-hop, yeah? Fetty?
He loves hip-hop.
Plus, he did Tupac on our show. He wants to be the only one.
Oh, God. I want to request that for one of your rejoins one day.
You request it.
I'll forget about it by the time it's my rejoin week.
I got to write it down. I'll note it for you. Notate it.
Also, Paige.
Yeah.
While you went to diarrhea again, I wanted to fill you in on and see you. I said fill you in, not fill you up. fill you in on and get your thoughts on this. So Fatboy showed me a picture on, was it Facebook?
Yeah, it was Facebook.
Of a friend of his on there, and their child was in the bathtub, and they, it was just a smiley face?
Yeah, it was a, smiley. It wasn't one of the crazy ones.
They put an emoji over the child's lower extremities.
I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Look,
because you should.
Why do you have to show?
I don't think you need to.
This is very weird.
I don't think you need to show that.
Because if you
AI some suds over his junk.
If you, it's a private moment, right? And people are saying, look, why could, or how could you say that, man? It's his kid. Look, you know how people are when this stuff pops up. It's a private moment, but you don't have to post it publicly.
How old is the child?
Then again, if you have it in your phone, like, without any context, yeah, real young. I mean, we're talking in the bathtub with, like, an emoji over the stuff.
But it's like, so we just start talking about, like, maybe you don't put a smiley face emoji over it.
I just don't.
Man, you definitely don't do the wink.
What do you use?
I mean, it's cute and everything, Panda. but if I grew up later and my mom put pictures like that on Facebook, I'd go, lady.
God.
Why would you put your
naked? She'd need big emojis.
I know.
I was a baby. I didn't have boobies.
Jeff, look at that picture in Times Square to get it to fit.
I'm not that obese.
You are in the chest.
You're.
It's my obese knockers.
Your booby mass index is up there. I wasn't that way as a baby.
You can make fun of my big privates. I don't care.
I wouldn't know.
Her boobs were born first.
Well, you got a birthday coming up next year.
But
what a way to celebrate your 40th.
Shut up. But.
Like, don't post it.
Yeah. Do you want other people to see your children like that? That's a
Somebody's going to save it.
This is what led
That would creep me out.
This is just, that based on that creepy song we just played for you. Not this one. This one ain't creepy.
I want my kids seeing.
But the need, maybe crop it out, you know, like if, it.
Why do you post it? Why do people need to see your kid in the bathtub?
Maybe show them that they bathe them. Maybe there's rumors going around. You don't ever bathe your kid. And they're like, oh, look. I still claim AI on it, though.
Before you start a case, I bathe my kids.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's no, but you don't put every moment of your life on social media.
You know what I've seen before? If it's
you do, you know, that's you.
If it's your kid, again, that's your thing, memory, whatever. But I've seen it where it's like cousins together, like young kids. At that point, like if you're getting the whole family in the bathtub, do we need to be posting it?
No.
And I can go the opposite way too. If you got somebody
that
you know looks very bad, why would you post that picture?
So this is where that conference. So we went from like, okay, you don't need to post those pictures at all. To you don't need to put a smiley face there. Like if you're gonna put something there, don't put the eggplant either. I mean,
banana.
You don't want to put a smiley face on it. You don't want to put the winky. You don't want to.
Hey, hang on.
Here's a situation. What if one of the childs got into the shower with dad?
Or children.
Yeah, children.
What if you can't edit?
One of the childs.
One of the children got in the shower with daddy, and you posted that picture, but you put smiley face on each little thing.
Are you putting it on dad too?
Yeah.
God.
What if you put the why is one wrong and the other
the
right?
Hands doing the heart emoji right over dad's, and then you put the clown over the kid.
What if you can't edit and the emoji like just covers everything but the genitals?
But then so
what if you have
like, still like Nirvana baby?
Do you have butt genitals? No. So then we said you don't have to share everything, right?
Right.
And then we were talking about how we won't mention who, but someone that we know used to post pictures of their children when they were much younger, but they would put emojis over their faces. And Fat Boy's like, I get that from,
I said,
but what if you found out later in life, though, that your parents thought you were ugly and they put an emoji over your face because you had buck teeth or you had a lazy eye like Patel or, some kind of weird eyebrow.
There's no pictures
kind
of me.
And it's always, did it to help you. We wanted you to, be fresh to the world and not have pictures of you already.
That big ugly nose, like your great grandmother, and we just don't want it to be.
Luckily, some kids grow into it, like being a better looking kid. But
thank you.
Some of them, when they start out, man, like, oh. You got to know if you got an ugly kid, right?
Not always. Like most, to me, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, you know, especially when it's your own. But I say this with joy and fun and pleasantries in my heart. But you know, when my daughter's mom got preggers, I hate that word.
No,
I
love it.
Despise it. But when she did, you know, there's the, hey, do you want to have the test to find out if they're, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, yeah, the, R test.
Yeah. And we said, no, don't want to, what does it matter to know? Don't want to know, don't want to know. And when I saw that head come out, I'm like, good Lord. Because it was all mashed up. And then most are, you know. After like 2 weeks, they kind of like start to. You know.
I say they took the vacuum to the head. They do that sometimes too. It was like, hang on now, you're like an egg.
Imagine it's like you were shoved in a box and mailed somewhere. When you come out, you can be all crinkly. You're going to look like. I mean, you're just going to look. You got to flatten it out and shake it up and get it right. You know, shake well before using kind of thing.
I was going to show you a picture of an ugly kid, but I think they took him down. As the kid got older, you know, there were better pictures because the kid grew into his face, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
So they took the previous ones down.
Like, did they have, like, an adult face as a baby?
They're just like baby boss, but, like, you know, the hairline was already receding.
Oh.
And the kid was just like some big chompers for some teeth, too.
Oh, man. See, the parents probably use an emoji over his face.
It's like the two big teeth came in before any other teeth came in. And that's what he had to work with.
And you know, that's the worst. I lost both my front teeth at the same time. And as a boy, when that happens, every little boy says, who kicked your butt? You know, we wasn't to Ash yet. It was like elementary school.
I bet that sucker's teeth were on the ultrasound.
What, mine?
They were going to do a C-section. They said, well, let's let him chew his way out.
I didn't have big ones, but when they're but when they're gone, I mean, it just you look like it. Automatic. You could be the smartest person in the world, but if somebody knocked your front two teeth out, you look stupid all of a sudden. Like you look dumb.
You really.
And
do.
If you're missing them right now, I'm sorry.
How about if you just got the one?
Smart and have a credit score of 750, but you look stupid.
We're talking about a Credit Karma 750 or a legit 750.
Legit.
Okay.
Yeah. You use both of them combined into one, not just the one. It always gives everybody the good score.
I just don't feel like look. But if you flip it the other way, I have seen posts, and we've had this on the show before, where people called in to where here's my parent or grandparent, they just passed away, and here they are in their deathbed, literally. I just took a picture.
Yeah.
You don't need to see those either.
No.
Like, that's for you.
Yeah. There's a recent situation with something like that, and I was like, oh, you know, I mean, you do, but gosh, it's not the, you know, I've, like we all have, you know, you lost somebody close to you. And I mean, that's not even talking about from a spiritual standpoint or like their soul or their personality or what have you. Like, that's not them. I mean, does it look like them? Nope.
It's just, you got
to. I mean, this is a challenge for mortuarist, funeral directors and such. Make them look more real.
There's got to be a way you can do that.
There's
got to
be.
Right?
There's got to be technology where you got to be. They it doesn't.
Is it
not good?
Bad of me to think that if you put that picture up on social media, some, you know, creeper's going to save it. You know, there are people that aren't supposed to be on like social media that got in trouble with that before, probably still find a way to get those pictures.
That's what a lot of,
especially if I'm selling them to you.
People are texting in now about putting the emoji. I get why, but you don't need, it didn't need to be put on there. Like crop it out. And also, like Fatboy said, you don't want to just have, especially if it's like your niece or nephew or something, you know, like you get pulled over. Can we go through your phone? You got all that on there. It's like, why did you need to have that on there?
It's like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, what's the point? That's a moment that, you know, you should, I don't even want to say enjoy it, but it's like appreciate while it's happening and don't take a picture.
Like we're talking about the kid, their Nirvana baby.
Think about
was that the first baby they went with, or is there somewhere in a vault like hundreds of pictures of kids floating underwater swimming?
This one.
That Kurt and Chris and Dave says, no, we don't like this one. We like this baby right here. We're gonna go with this baby. The other ones are like, damn it.
Hey, where's that picture book?
Walmart would always put the sticker over the
Iron ladies in the photo lab say that, like, if there were any nudity, they just wouldn't give him back. They throw him away.
Yeah, right.
Because there are a lot of nudity, like, people would bring in there, like, after, like, parties and whatnot. A bunch of naked dudes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I bought those, but the other ones they'll throw away.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.